Hi, this is John Galloway from Microsoft with an ASP.NET MVC2 quick hit video. In this video, we'll be looking at template customization. It's going to be helpful to have a basic understanding of MVC2's use of data annotations for this video, so if you need to catch up on data annotations, take a look at our quick hit video on model validation. When we create a new view in Visual Studio, we've got the option of using a create template that generates a list of editor fields. With MVC2, however, you can replace most of that repetitive code with HTML.editor-for-model. Since we're using a strongly typed page, the editor-for-model HTML helper knows what type we're displaying and is able to generate the form at runtime. If we needed to specify the type, we could use the editor-for-HTML helper and pass in the type. We're able to do a pretty good amount of customization just by setting the data annotation attributes for our model. For instance, we can set the column name using the display name attribute, and we can control whether columns are displayed using the scaffold column attribute. This all works out pretty well since it keeps our validation and display information in sync and in one place. If we need to do more in-depth customization, we can override the editor template at two different levels. We can override the entire editor template for our model by creating a partial view in the Views Shared Editor Templates folder with the same name as the object we're customizing. In this example, we're creating products.ascx. Now we can customize this partial view all we want, and anytime we call editor for on a product, we'll get that form. Notice that when we generate an editor template, we'll get form fields for every model property, even ones we've hidden via the scaffold column attribute. That kind of makes sense since there's no way for our hard-coded page to keep in sync with those attributes as we change them. When you decide to override the template for a model, you've taken a lot of the responsibility for controlling how it works. You can also customize how a specific data type appears across the entire site. For example, we've created an editor template for system.string, and it automatically replaces how strings are rendered on our edit form. This is especially useful for things like hooking up calendar pop-ups for all date-time fields in a site. Now, display templates work the exact same way. You can use display for model to display your model's data, and the display forms follow the display rules you've already defined in your data annotations, and you can customize both the display templates for your model and how fields are displayed in all display templates site-wide by using the display templates folder. And that's it for our quick look at template customization. ¶¶